Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just about 7:10 in the morning, time once again for CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful, it's going to be beautiful today, Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you and how have you been and all your crew at Lloyd's?
Things are good. You know, we're well into our nice early spring here and we're enjoying the weather and looks like a little more rain next week, so things will keep greening up, and hopefully we'll get rid of some of this drought.
Absolutely. Well, that would be great. If you are new to the show, thanks for joining us. If you're a regular, you know that Nick takes his leave about 7:45, so our time is somewhat limited, but we'd love to hear from you. If you have any problems with your car and your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service, but you want to know kind of what could be wrong with it before you drive through those doors at your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, why don't you call or text Nick, 651-461-9226. Again, Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. So don't wait. Love to hear from you earlier, sooner rather than later. Remember, Nick, we were talking about, I had that issue several weeks ago. I was noticing some strange light on my dash. Well, it turned out to be like the ABS, the brakes, or whatever the case was. And I thought, well, everything's okay. And it turned out when your crew looked at it, a mouse had built a nest and chewed a bunch of wires. And this has happened to a lot of folks, and you guys there see it at Lloyd's all the time. But what I did not know, a friend of mine called me the other day, Kevin from Laughlin's Pest Control, and he said, I told him about what happened. And you may know this, Nick. I did not. He said, you know why over the years those mice really love not just chewing, but eating the insulation on those wires? Did you know why?
Because of what they're made of.
Yeah. They've got soy in there. And I did not know that. And he said homes built in later in the 80s and stuff don't have that issue. But evidently, I thought that was very interesting. So not only are they causing damage, they're getting fed at the same time. I thought it was pretty interesting. Another thing, while we're waiting for folks to get in touch with you, I was driving by, I guess you'd call it a tire shop, and they had a sign out there that said something to the effect that, do work on Tesla tires, too. And I thought, does a car like a Tesla have different tire system, brakes and such?
Well, there, I think that's a bit of a marketing, because I think folks that own the EVs think they have to go back. Obviously, if the vehicle's under warranty, you should go back to the manufacturer if there's something that can be repaired or done for free as part of the buying the vehicle. It comes with a warranty. But as the vehicle gets out of the warranty time frame, then you're free to go to anyone that is capable and trained to work on your vehicle, regardless if it's an EV, hybrid, gasoline, diesel, you know, all makes, all models.
But you you and your crew have worked on EV brakes, right? And there's pretty much the same principle, right?
Yeah, all brakes are pretty much the same principle. They're hydraulic systems. I think the difference with the EV, with the regenerating braking, it's a little bit different in concept of what's going on with, like, the electric motors and the batteries, same with some hybrids. But I think it's just a new technology that it's not wide information, so people are maybe a little more conservative or concerned about where they're taking that to have it worked on.
Another question about oil. We get a lot of oil questions, no doubt, every week. And I guess this one basically is saying, how many people even use conventional oil anymore? Are there still some folks that just want to use the old standby?
That is a good question. For the most part, the vast majority of vehicles that are new on the road require or recommend a synthetic oil. But even that term, as we've talked over the years, is kind of the general description, you know, full synthetic, 100% synthetic, semi-synthetic. So there's a bit of confusion. So what I would say is, if you're having your vehicle serviced, back to the owner's manual, it'll tell you the weight of the oil, and there might be some other parameters or specifications that they want it to meet. So when you go in for service or repair, make sure you are assured that the oil or the product being used is the proper for your vehicle. Because there are some variations, and I'm not a chemist. I can't tell you that down to the molecule what's different with them. But there are some variations. It's not always the end of the world, but you want to try to do your best to keep what's in the vehicle, what's recommended for the vehicle.
Okay. Again, here's our phone number. So
end of the world, but you want to try to do your best to keep what's in the vehicle, what's recommended for the vehicle.
Okay. Again, here's our phone number. It's also our text number. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Of course, a lot of folks like the text method. This person bought a used car. They said the brakes had a lifetime warranty. The brake pads are now worn. What does the lifetime warranty mean anyway?
That's... The brake pads, you'd have to read the fine print. The brake pads themselves might be lifetime warranty, but it's not likely that the caliper or the rotor. I feel a lot of times when you have these types of warranties or buy three, get one free, businesses have to make a profit to stay in business. They can't give very much away for free and continue to be in business. So a lot of times, maybe part of the way it's presented or the way things are priced, you know, maybe something else might have a different price point and something else is free to kind of come together and be the same as it would have been without the marketing. But, you know, I can't speak for every situation. I'd just be very careful. Read the fine print. Make sure whatever maintenance is required to keep that free or that warranty intact is done, because a lot of times people will buy something not realizing that there's a required maintenance schedule that goes with it. And then they don't fulfill that, and then comes time when they have a problem, they don't necessarily get the repair done for free.
Yeah, like you said, read the fine print. Always good. If you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, 651-461-9226. A listener obviously has heard the show before. I know I should read the manual, but how often should newer cars, see if I can finish reading this, get their coolant changed, is what they're asking.
You know, we talk about this from time to time. I would have it checked with the annual service or whatever the regular scheduled maintenance is, but it's not likely. On a general number would be like 100,000 miles. It can vary some depending on the vehicle and the condition, but typically it's around 100,000-mile time frame when we see the coolant being serviced.
Okay. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a quick break. Again, inviting our listeners to join in on the conversation here. Any kind of a car care question you might have, 651-461-9226. Call it in or text it in to Nick Stoffel, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's going to be a nice day today. 41 is the current temp. We should see highs near 79, albeit a breezy day. And for your Sunday tomorrow, sunny and near 72, so a great weekend here in CCO Land. Stay with us. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We are here every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour, welcoming your calls or texts for Nick Stoffel. Nick is with a place on Grand Avenue called Lloyd's Automotive. Now, Nick, for those folks that may be new to the show or new to Lloyd's, how do we find you guys?
Yeah, as always, if you ever have a question, need a little advice or help with before you take it in for repair, give us a call, 651-228-1316. And as you mentioned, we're on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is 982 Grand. And then finally, if you check out our website, I'd really appreciate that. That's LloydsAutomotive.net.
And we will get you that info when Nick takes his leave, which is about 7:45 or so, just ahead of Jack Farrell. Nick, we've got a caller waiting there. Kevin is calling in this morning, I believe, from Owatonna. Hi, Kevin. What is your question, please?
Yes, a very good morning to you. Our question is in regard to oil. I noticed One bottle has on the label detergent oil. What is the difference between detergent and non-detergent oil, and when should one be used over the other? Thank you.
So a detergent is like an additive package that they put in the oil, and as I was kind of trying to allude to a little bit earlier, you know, we have the weight of an oil, 0W20, 5W20, and there's some that are higher and lower, but there might be some other specifications depending on the make that, like, certain manufacturers will have a specification, which is kind of a detergent package that they want in that vehicle. So, you know, in a pinch, or, you know, you don't have to spend too much time researching this. You know, if you follow the weight of the oil, you're generally going to be doing just fine. But, you know, if you're going to a particular place and say, hey, I have this make of a vehicle, can you service it and use the specified oil? They'll say, yes, we have that. And then just keep going. No more thought put into it. But it's just it's a package that they use for certain chemistry that they want within their oil to protect some of the internal parts of the engine.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kevin. Again, if you want to call in your question or text either one, just one number, we'll do it, 651-461-9226. A texter says this, Nick, why do gas gauges seem to go down slowly when the tank is full, but seem to go down quickly to empty when the tank is less than half full? Is that true?
I'm not sure if it's true or if we become more nervous as it gets closer to the E.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, there's a float in there and, you know, like a resistor that's measuring the amount of fuel. And it's, you know, maybe some vehicles are a little more sensitive than others. But I honestly think it's because as we get closer to E, or it says so many miles left, we get a little more nervous about refueling the tank.
Remember the old joke about somebody, I better speed up before I run out of gas. I got to find this gas station, so I think I'll go 80 before I get there. All right, let's see. Another text says this. Hi, Nick. My 2024 Toyota Camry Hybrid underbody is completely covered with plastic panels. Is the reason for this aerodynamics? This also makes it very hard to undercoat the car, such that we had to pay $300 to have the panels removed and replaced for the process. Others may want to be aware of this. And I know that with the oil changes on my various cars that I've had done at Lloyd's, I mean, sometimes there's more work than others. What's the reason? Is it just protection, or is it, like the texter says, aerodynamics?
I think it's a combination. You know, fuel economy, which aerodynamics has a great effect on. Road noise is another thing. You know, pretty much any vehicle that we service now, there's going to be some sort of shield that needs to be removed, which does increase the time in the process. Obviously, with this texture here, they were removing the whole series of shields to have it undercoated. You don't have to do that for regular service, but it's not uncommon to have to take something off to get to the oil drain plug and the oil filter. So it's kind of the norm now. But, you know, it's aerodynamics for sure, and I think it also helps with road noise.
But for your technicians, it can be kind of a bother, can't it? I mean, certainly taking more time, if anything.
It definitely takes more time, and it's another reason why you want to go to somebody you can trust and know that they're doing the right job, because, you know, there could be a dozen different fasteners, and you want to make sure they all get put back in properly and they're secured properly, because we've all seen that vehicle going down the road where there's that little shield dragging on the ground. Well, that might be because it wasn't reinstalled correctly, or it might even be because some snow or ice got packed in there over the winter, and a lot of different variables there. But yeah, you're right. Even the ones that are all metal and use metal fasteners, as they age, they'll rust. So we have to make sure we lubricate them so they'll come back off next time. And, you know, it used to be we're just servicing the vehicle to repair it, but sometimes there's a lot more that goes into it.
I'm thinking of various off-road vehicles, and I'm trying to think of the phrase. Oh, is it skid plates? That's a real deal, isn't it?
A skid plate is a real deal, and sometimes they're referred to as that, but keep in mind those plastic shields are not a skid plate. They're not designed to protect you from too much. So, but yeah, you're on the right path there.
Okay, very good. Texter says this, Nick. Hello, my battery says 13 to 15 volts. They tell me I need a new battery immediately. I don't know when I need a new one, how to buy a good one. You guys are great. Thank you all. Okay, well, thanks for that. What about batteries? Good question.
That is a good question. So when you're looking at the gauge in the vehicle and it's showing that 13, 14, close to 15 volts, that's just the voltage. That's one piece of the battery. The amperage is the other. So we need that amperage or that reserve to be able to start the vehicle to operate it. So when they're testing it, they're maybe doing a load test, but sees what the capacity of that battery is. So, you know, it's difficult to just look at the gauge and know if you need one. But if they are performing that test, they should be able to make a printout or a readout that can show you, hey, here's the status of your battery. Here's what it should be when it's, you know, new and full or fully capable. And here's what it's like at this point, and here's when you need to replace it. So there should be a little more information there if needed to explain that to you.
Here is an interesting, well, at least to me, it's an interesting question. It's about oil filters. Are original equipment oil filters better than those you could buy at the auto parts store? Generally speaking, what do you think?
Well, I believe the original equipment would be an OE quality, which would be a premium filter. You can purchase those similar premium filters at the parts store. You can also buy more an economy filter. And back to always reading the fine print, a lot of times those lesser expensive filters, just as oil, aren't designed to last as long as the vehicle's scheduled maintenance. So just because you're changing the oil and filter, if it's not the proper quality, you might not have the same results. So just keep that in mind. You know, we always use a premium filter, good quality oil, because we don't want to run the risk of having problems created by our services. So I would be meaning that the low price, entry-level price point might not give you the full interval that you're looking for. So just be very careful when you do that. It might cost a couple extra dollars, but I can't stress this enough, like changing your oil on a regular schedule, those few dollars will save you significant money down the road.
Boy, in the long term, you're absolutely right. All right, Nick, hang on. I know we've got about 10, 12 minutes or so to go in the show. If you have any kind of a car question for Nick, by all means, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. We'll get to the weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Now, Nick, we still have some few minutes remaining in the show to help folks out at 651-461-9226. Interesting question here, Nick, via text. Texter says, is it safe for the engine to even start up and move a vehicle that has 4-year-old oil in it and has not been driven for that long of a period?
You know, I think, you know, I would service it as soon as I can, but if you need to get it fired up to get it driven somewhere. I suspect it'll be okay. I would check the dipstick first, though. I would make sure it's still full, make sure there's not some other contaminant in there, if it, somehow water or something got in there. So I would, you know, I would probably wouldn't drive it very long, but if you had to drive it to a distance to get it serviced, I think that'd be okay.
Wonder how the gasoline in that four-year-old vehicle would be at this
kind of
point.
All the fluids are probably going to need some servicing, you know, and if it's hard to start or it's not starting, it doesn't seem right, stop. You know, a tow could cost you $100-some-odd, but that's a lot less expensive than some significant repair created by something that was wrong.
Yeah, especially if you want to keep and maintain that vehicle. Yeah, absolutely right. Here's a question via text, a 2015 4Runner V6. The texter changed the plugs and had the fuel system treated professionally. I still only get 16 miles to the gallon. Is that normal? I thought it should be around 18 or 20. Well, I'm going to get your opinion, then I'll give you mine.
You know, that's always tough. You know, fuel economy with the advertisement we get, the right parameters, the fuel makeup, you know, with the alcohol or the ethanol in the fuel, you know, the spark plugs, as they mentioned, the fuel system cleanings, the tire pressure. There's a lot of variables that can make a difference, and it all adds up maybe to a couple miles a gallon. But I don't have an exact reasoning for that.
Well, to be fair here, my wife, she loves it. She drives a 4Runner. And I've looked at those vehicles for so many years. And basically, and she has driven mostly highway miles, so she might get a little better than 16, 17. But it's pretty rare. I'd say it's pretty normal. And even the older ones, I mean, even the ones back in the 80s were getting about 16. But they're great vehicles. They still sell a ton of them, and in my opinion, it's a great engine, too. I'm not trying to sell them, but she loves that 4Runner. I, myself, don't like trucks as much. I want something a little smoother, but that's me. All right. I'm looking at, our time is running down. Another oil changing question. Boy, we get that a lot. I bet you get a lot of calls about changing oil at Lloyd's, don't you?
We do, and oftentimes it's because there's a result of some sort of problem because they haven't been changing the oil. Mm-hmm. And I know we preach it every single week, and I just can't stress enough. Get in there, have it serviced, have it checked over. This maintenance makes a world of difference. It's way less expensive than repairs. I can't stress it enough.
Can you recall any particular vehicle that came into Lloyd's that this driver has never changed the oil and what it looked like?
We have had, over the years, been there a long time, we've had a couple situations where they never changed the oil in a new vehicle, and it got to be a couple years old, or maybe 3 years old, and the engine had failed, and the customers were frustrated with the manufacturer because there wasn't a warranty, but they had not done any maintenance. So that was, at that time, it was probably like a $9,000 to $10,000 repair. It's probably much more now. But yeah, it's they're not just... you have to put a little time and effort into your vehicle. You can't just trust the gauges always 100% of the time. Yeah. It's just a gauge. It's a reminder. It's not always the fact. And follow the regular schedule. Follow the routine.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. If folks need some help from Lloyd's, how do we find you guys?
Yeah, real quick here. If you ever have any questions or need advice, give us a call, 651-228-1316. If you're in St. Paul on lovely Grand Avenue or at the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, and as always, please check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Sounds good, Nick. Thanks so much. Let's do this again next week.
That'd be wonderful.
All right, thanks. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. Then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Mary Meyer in the 8 o'clock hour. It's all straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just about 7:10 in the morning, time once again for CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful, it's going to be beautiful today, Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you and how have you been and all your crew at Lloyd's?
Things are good. You know, we're well into our nice early spring here and we're enjoying the weather and looks like a little more rain next week, so things will keep greening up, and hopefully we'll get rid of some of this drought.
Absolutely. Well, that would be great. If you are new to the show, thanks for joining us. If you're a regular, you know that Nick takes his leave about 7:45, so our time is somewhat limited, but we'd love to hear from you. If you have any problems with your car and your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service, but you want to know kind of what could be wrong with it before you drive through those doors at your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, why don't you call or text Nick, 651-461-9226. Again, Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. So don't wait. Love to hear from you earlier, sooner rather than later. Remember, Nick, we were talking about, I had that issue several weeks ago. I was noticing some strange light on my dash. Well, it turned out to be like the ABS, the brakes, or whatever the case was. And I thought, well, everything's okay. And it turned out when your crew looked at it, a mouse had built a nest and chewed a bunch of wires. And this has happened to a lot of folks, and you guys there see it at Lloyd's all the time. But what I did not know, a friend of mine called me the other day, Kevin from Laughlin's Pest Control, and he said, I told him about what happened. And you may know this, Nick. I did not. He said, you know why over the years those mice really love not just chewing, but eating the insulation on those wires? Did you know why?
Because of what they're made of.
Yeah. They've got soy in there. And I did not know that. And he said homes built in later in the 80s and stuff don't have that issue. But evidently... I thought that was very interesting. So not only are they causing damage, they're getting fed at the same time. I thought it was pretty interesting. Another thing, while we're waiting for folks to get in touch with you, I was driving by, I guess you'd call it a tire shop, and they had a sign out there that said something to the effect that, do work on Tesla tires, too. And I thought, does a car like a Tesla have different tire system, brakes and such?
Well, I think that's a bit of a marketing, because I think folks that own the EVs think they have to go back. Obviously, if the vehicle's under warranty, you should go back to the manufacturer if there's something that can be repaired or done for free as part of buying the vehicle. Comes with a warranty. But as the vehicle gets out of the warranty time frame, then you're free to go to anyone that is capable and trained to work on your vehicle, regardless if it's an EV, hybrid, gasoline, diesel, you know, all makes, all models.
But you and your crew have worked on EV brakes, right? And there's pretty much the same principle, right?
Yeah, all brakes are pretty much the same principle. They're hydraulic systems. I think the difference with the EV, with the regenerating braking, it's a little bit different in concept of what's going on with like the electric motors and the batteries. Same with some hybrids, but I think it's just a new technology that it's not wide information, so people are maybe a little more conservative or concerned about where they're taking that to have it worked on.
Another question about oil. We get a lot of oil questions, no doubt, every week. And I guess this one basically is saying, how many people even use conventional oil anymore? Are there still some folks that just want to use the old standby?
That is a good question. For the most part, the vast majority of vehicles that are new on the road require or recommend a synthetic oil. But even that term, as we've talked over the years, is kind of a general description, you know, full synthetic, 100% synthetic, semi-synthetic. So there's a bit of confusion. So what I would say is if you're having your vehicle serviced, back to the owner's manual, I'll tell you the weight of the oil, and there might be some other parameters or specifications that they want it to meet. So when you go in for service or repair, make sure you are assured that the oil or the product being used is the proper for your vehicle. Because there are some variations, and I'm not a chemist. I can't tell you that down to the molecule what's different with them. But there are some variations. It's not always the end of the world, but you want to try to do your best to keep what's in the vehicle, what's recommended for the vehicle.
Okay. Again, here's our phone number. So
end of the world, but you want to try to do your best to keep what's in the vehicle, what's recommended for the vehicle.
Okay. Again, here's our phone number. It's also our text number. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Of course, a lot of folks like the text method. This person bought a used car. They said the brakes had a lifetime warranty. The brake pads are now worn. What does the lifetime warranty mean anyway?
That's the brake pads, you'd have to read the fine print. The brake pads themselves might be lifetime warranty, but it's not likely that the caliper or the rotor. I feel a lot of times when you have these types of warranties or buy three, get one free, businesses have to make a profit to stay in business. They can't give very much away for free and continue to be in business. So a lot of times, maybe part of the way it's presented or the way things are priced, maybe something else might have a different price point and something else is free to kind of come together and be the same as it would have been without the marketing. But, I can't speak for every situation. I'd just be very careful. Read the fine print. Make sure whatever maintenance is required to keep that free or that warranty intact is done, because a lot of times people will buy something not realizing that there's a required maintenance schedule that goes with it. And then they don't fulfill that, and then comes time when they have a problem, they don't necessarily get the repair done for free.
Yeah, like you said, read the fine print. Always good. If you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, 651-461-9226. A listener obviously has heard the show before. I know I should read the manual, but how often should newer cars, see if I can finish reading this, get their coolant changed is what they're asking.
We talk about this from time to time. I would have it checked with the annual service or whatever the regular scheduled maintenance is, but it's not likely. And the general number would be like 100,000 miles. It can vary some depending on the vehicle and the condition, but typically it's around 100,000 mile time frame when we see the coolant being serviced.
Okay. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a quick break. Again, inviting our listeners to join in on the conversation here. Any kind of a car care question you might have, 651-461-9226. Call it in or text it in to Nick Stoffel, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's going to be a nice day today. 41 is the current temp. We should see highs near 79, albeit a breezy day. And for your Sunday tomorrow, sunny and near 72, so a great weekend here in CCO Land. Stay with us. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We are here every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour, welcoming your calls or texts for Nick Stoffel. Nick is with a place on Grand Avenue called Lloyd's Automotive. Now, Nick, for those folks that may be new to the show or new to Lloyd's, how do we find you guys?
Yeah, as always, if you ever have a question, need a little advice or help with before you take it in for repair, give us a call, 651-228-1316. And as you mentioned, we're on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is 982 Grand. And then finally, if you check out our website, I'd really appreciate that. That's LloydsAutomotive.net.
And we will get you that info when Nick takes his leave, which is about 7:45 or so, just ahead of Jack Farrell. Nick, we've got a caller waiting there. Kevin is calling in this morning, I believe, from Owatonna. Hi, Kevin. What is your question, please?
Yes, a very good morning to you. Our question is in regard to oil. I noticed one bottle has on the label detergent oil. What is the difference between detergent and non-detergent oil, and when should one be used over the other? Thank you.
So a detergent is like an additive package that they put in the oil, and as I was kind of trying to allude to a little bit earlier, you know, we have the weight of an oil, 0W20, 5W20, and there's some that are higher and lower, but there might be some other specifications depending on the make that, like, certain manufacturers will have a specification, which is kind of a detergent package that they want in that vehicle. So, you know, in a pinch, or, you know, you don't have to spend too much time researching this. You know, if you follow the weight of the oil, you're generally going to be doing just fine. But, you know, if you're going to a particular place and say, hey, I have this make of a vehicle, can you service it and use the specified oil? They'll say, yes, we have that. And then just keep going. No more thought put into it. But it's just it's a package that they use for certain chemistry that they want within their oil to protect some of the internal parts of the engine.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kevin. Again, if you want to call in your question or text either one, just one number, we'll do it, 651-461-9226. A texter says this, Nick, why do gas gauges seem to go down slowly when the tank is full, but seem to go down quickly to empty when the tank is less than half full? Is that true?
I'm not sure if it's true or if we become more nervous as it gets closer to the E.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, there's a float in there and, you know, like a resistor that's measuring the amount of fuel. And it's, you know, maybe some vehicles are a little more sensitive than others. But I honestly think it's because as we get closer to E, or it's as so many miles left, we get a little more nervous about refueling the tank.
Remember the old joke about somebody, I better speed up before I run out of gas. I got to find this gas station, so I think I'll go 80 before I get there. All right, let's see. Another text says this. Hi, Nick. My 2024 Toyota Camry Hybrid underbody is completely covered with plastic panels. Is the reason for this aerodynamics? This also makes it very hard to undercoat the car, such that we had to pay $300 to have the panels removed and replaced for the process. Others may want to be aware of this. And I know that with the oil changes on my various cars that I've had done at Lloyd's, I mean, sometimes there's more work than others. What's the reason? Is it just protection, or is it, like the texter says, aerodynamics?
I think it's a combination. You know, fuel economy, which aerodynamics has a great effect on. Road noise is another thing. You know, pretty much any vehicle that we service now, there's going to be some sort of shield that needs to be removed, which does increase the time in the process. Obviously, with this texture here, they were removing the whole series of shields to have it undercoated. You don't have to do that for regular service, but it's not uncommon to have to take something off to get to the oil drain plug and the oil filter. So it's kind of the norm now. But, you know, it's aerodynamics for sure, and I think it also helps with road noise.
But as far as for technicians, it can be kind of a bother, can't it? I mean, certainly taking more time, if anything.
It definitely takes more time, and it's another reason why you want to go to somebody you can trust and know that they're doing the right job, because, you know, there could be a dozen different fasteners, and you want to make sure they all get put back in properly and secured properly, because we've all seen that vehicle going down the road where there's that little shield dragging on the ground. Well, that might be because it wasn't reinstalled correctly, or it might even be because some snow or ice got packed in there over the winter, and a lot of different variables there. But yeah, you're right. Even the ones that are all metal and use metal fasteners, as they age, they'll rust. So we have to make sure we lubricate them so they'll come back off next time. And, you know, it used to be we're just servicing the vehicle to repair it, but sometimes there's a lot more that goes into it.
I'm thinking of various off-road vehicles, and I'm trying to think of the phrase. Oh, is it skid plates? That's a real deal, isn't it?
A skid plate is a real deal, and sometimes they're referred to as that, but keep in mind those plastic shields are not a skid plate. They're not designed to protect you from too much. So, but yeah, you're on the right path there.
Okay, very good. Texter says this, Nick. Hello, my battery says 13 to 15 volts. They tell me I need a new battery immediately. I don't know when I need a new one, how to buy a good one. You guys are great. Thank you all. Okay, well, thanks for that. What about batteries? Good question.
That is a good question. So when you're looking at the gauge in the vehicle and it's showing That 13, 14, fit close to 15 volts. That's just the voltage. That's one piece of the battery. The amperage is the other. So we need that amperage or that reserve to be able to start the vehicle to operate it. So when they're testing it, they're maybe doing a load test, but sees what the capacity of that battery is. So, you know, it's difficult to just look at the gauge and know if you need one, but if they are performing that test, they should be able to make a printout or a readout that can show you, hey, here's the status of your battery, here's what it should be when it's, you know, new and full or fully capable, and here's what it's like at this point, and here's when you need to replace it. So there should be a little more information there if needed to explain that to you.
Here is an interesting, well, at least to me, it's an interesting question. It's about oil filters. Are original equipment oil filters better than those you could buy at the auto parts store? Generally speaking, what do you think?
Well, I believe the original equipment would be an OE quality, which would be a premium filter. You can purchase those similar premium filters at the parts store. You can also buy more an economy filter. And back to always reading the fine print, a lot of times those lesser expensive filters, just as oil, aren't designed to last as long as the vehicle's scheduled maintenance. So just because you're changing the oil and filter, if it's not the proper quality, you might not have the same results. So just keep that in mind. You know, we always use a premium filter, good quality oil, because we don't want to run the risk of having problems created by our services. So I would be meaning that the low price, entry-level price point might not give you the full interval that you're looking for. So just be very careful when you do that. It might cost a couple extra dollars, but I can't stress this enough, like changing your oil on a regular schedule, those few dollars will save you significant money down the road.
Boy, in the long term, you're absolutely right. All right, Nick, hang on. I know we've got about 10, 12 minutes or so to go in the show. If you have any kind of a car question for Nick, by all means, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. We'll get to the weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Now, Nick, we still have some few minutes remaining in the show to help folks out at 651-461-9226. Interesting question here, Nick, via text. Texter says, is it safe for the engine to even start up and move a vehicle that has 4-year-old oil in it and has not been driven for that long of a period?
You know, I think, you know, I would service it as soon as I can, but if you need to get it fired up to get it driven somewhere, I suspect it'll be okay. I would check the dipstick first, though. I would make sure it's still full, make sure there's not some other contaminant in there, if it, somehow water or something got in there. So I would, you know, I would probably wouldn't drive it very long. But if you had to drive it to a distance to get it serviced, I think that'd be okay.
I wonder how the gasoline in that 4-year-old vehicle would be at this point.
All the fluids are probably going to need some servicing, you know. And if it's hard to start or it's not starting, it doesn't seem right, stop. You know, a tow could cost you hundreds of dollars, but that's a lot less expensive than some significant repair created by something that was wrong.
Yeah, especially if you want to keep and maintain that vehicle. Yeah, absolutely right. Here's a question via text, a 2015 4Runner V6. The texter changed the plugs and had the fuel system treated professionally. I still only get 16 miles to the gallon. Is that normal? I thought it should be around 18 or 20. Well, I'm going to get your opinion, then I'll give you mine.
You know, that's always tough. You know, fuel economy with the advertising, what we get, the right parameters, the fuel makeup, you know, with the alcohol or the ethanol in the fuel, you know, the spark plugs, as they mentioned, the fuel system cleanings, the tire pressure. There's a lot of variables that can make a difference, and it all adds up maybe to a couple miles a gallon. But I don't have an exact reasoning for that.
Well, to be fair here, my wife, she loves it. She drives a 4Runner. And I've looked at those vehicles for so many years, and basically, and she has driven mostly highway miles, so she might get a little better than 16, 17, but it's pretty rare. I'd say it's pretty normal. And even the older ones, I mean, even the ones back in the 80s were getting about 16. But they're great vehicles. They still sell a ton of them. And it's a, in my opinion, it's a great engine, too. I'm not trying to sell them, but she loves that 4Runner. I myself don't like trucks as much. I want something a little smoother. But that's me. All right. I'm looking at, okay, our time is running down. Another oil changing question. Boy, we get that a lot. I bet you get a lot of calls about changing oil at Lloyd's, don't you?
We do, and oftentimes it's because there's a result of some sort of problem because they haven't been changing the oil. And I know we preach it every single week, and I just can't stress enough. Get in there, have it serviced, have it checked over. This maintenance makes a world of difference. It's way less expensive than repairs. I can't stress it enough.
Can you recall any particular vehicle that came into Lloyd's that this driver has never changed the oil and what it looked like?
We have had, over the years, been there a long time, we've had a couple situations where they never changed the oil in a new vehicle, and it got to be a couple years old, or maybe 3 years old, and the engine had failed, and the customers were frustrated with the manufacturer because there wasn't a warranty, but they had not done any maintenance. So that was, at that time, it was probably like a $9,000 to $10,000 repair. It's probably much more now. But yeah, it's they're not just... you have to put a little time and effort into your vehicle. You can't just trust the gauges always 100% of the time. Yeah. It's just a gauge. It's a reminder. It's not always the fact. And follow the regular schedule. Follow the routine.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. If folks need some help from Lloyd's, how do we find you guys?
Yeah, real quick here. If you ever have any questions or need advice, give us a call, 651-228-1316. If you're in St. Paul on lovely Grand Avenue or at the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, and as always, please check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Sounds good, Nick. Thanks so much. Let's do this again next week.
That'd be wonderful.
All right, thanks. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. Then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Mary Meyer in the 8 o'clock hour. It's all straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.